All right, it's 3 a.m. on this final NFL draft day for the first round of the 2021 NFL draft. Everyone does their mock drafts. I got out to it a little bit too late, so by the time you listen to it, odds are the first round's already happened. So basically, it's just a prediction on seeing if I was right about how your NFL team will disappoint you in the 2021 NFL draft. Starting it off by the Jacksonville Jaguars, I would be absolutely impressed if they screwed up the first overall pick. It would be a very Haguar thing to do. I like to call them the Haguars, not the Jaguars. I don't know why. Just one of those things. But if they don't get Trevor Lawrence, man, I'd love to see all 17 fans in Jacksonville. All right, with the second overall pick, it's the New York Jets. If the New York Jets don't disappoint you, it's a disappointment. Let's be honest. Like, everyone's going to like the Zach Wilson trade or pick because odds are that's who they'll probably end up picking. If they don't pick Zach Wilson, I'll be very surprised, just like 80% of people out there who followed what the Jets have been doing for like the last month and a half, just because this is the only time it's really interesting to follow the Jets when it comes to them actually trying to build a team that is halfway competitive. They're not going to do it. They're not going to build a competitive team, but it's going to be interesting to see what they do to screw it up. And honestly, if you like football for the memes, the New York Jets is one of those teams that kind of replaced the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland used to be right there, but New York is trying to fill that gap in where the Browns have left off with ambitions, whoever wants those. All right, with the third overall pick, the 49ers, I don't know how San Francisco fans feel about Jimmy Garoppolo and potentially getting Mac Jones, because that's definitely the direction it sounds like they're heading, is Mac Jones. I kind of, like, I know he's, like, in position to win now, but is he really going to be for long term? You know, sure, Kyle Shanahan's done great every time he's had a quarterback healthy for an entire season. And it looks like, it sounds like what's going to happen is there's going to be a sign-and-trade, and old New England's going to end up getting Jimmy Garoppolo back. So that'll be very interesting. I'm very interested to see. I kind of hope that happens. But at the same time, what would probably disappoint 49ers fans is maybe that Mac Jones trade. I don't know how they feel. Let's say they keep Garoppolo and they trade out of the pick, but or actually, they keep Garoppolo. That is what's probably going to disappoint them the most, is keeping Garoppolo, and there's a two quarterbacks in the room where it's just going to be really confusing for a lot of people. Number four, the Atlanta Falcons. They're the Atlanta Falcons. There shouldn't be too much more to say past that. Let's be honest. They should probably go with defense or offensive line, or something like that, you know, places where they really suck. I mean, yes, they suck at tight end, and Kyle Pitts is going to be a really good player, but they probably need a defense. I mean, Matt Ryan's a very solid quarterback. He's about the only thing they really get right with the Falcons is that quarterback situation there and the wide receivers, which they're trying to trade Julio. I think them trading Julio would probably disappoint the fans. Number five, Cincinnati, the Bungles. We all know they're going to get Penei Sewell, but what if they didn't? What if they didn't get an offensive lineman? I know Joe Burrow's probably just going to cry all night if that doesn't happen. And I don't like the guy, but because of some majors I've made in the past, but I would feel extremely bad if that's where his football career ended, because they were like, we don't need an offensive lineman, which I think we all know they probably will. Number six, Miami. They can get a quarterback. I would be disappointed if they really think Tua Tagovailoa is the answer. They had the third overall pick. They traded it to San Francisco. Right? Right. So, they could have gotten one of whatever quarterback they wanted that wasn't named Lawrence, right? Now Zach Wilson. Trey Lance, I feel like, is going to be good. Let's see. Well, Mac Jones would still be on the board. I don't think they would pick Mac Jones, but they could have somebody, you know? Which, that'd be very interesting. Mac Jones and Tua Tagovailoa once again on the same NFL team. I'd be very interested in that. But, yeah, no. I think any pick the Miami Dolphins get may be disappointing, in my opinion, just because I don't think Tua Tagovailoa is the answer. Number 7, the Detroit Lions. If they get someone good, if they get somebody that actually has potential, that would be depressing. Because that would be wasting a career like what we've seen with Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. So if they get a good player, that'd be disappointing. Number 8, Carolina, if they get a quarterback. They just traded for Sam Darnold. He's got a lot of potential. Why would they have another quarterback in the room to take all the air out of the room? Quarterback, no sirree. Number 9, the Denver Broncos. Well, John Elway's not going to get a tall white quarterback with a strong arm. And that's usually what he goes after, if you've looked at the past, since ever getting Peyton Manning with Trevor Siemian, Drew Locke, and there's another guy, I don't remember his name, don't care to get his name right, so I think Case Keenum was a part of the answer at one point in time, but tall white quarterback, not getting one of those in the first round, be very disappointing for Denver, which odds are they may get Trey Lance or somebody, but doubt it. Number 10, the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys. How are they not going? They're going to get some offensive player. They may even trade up to get an offensive player. They need a defense, or they need somebody on defense. That defense is terrible. It absolutely sucks. I've watched several Cowboys games the last year. Why? Why would they decide to get an offensive player? Because of old Jerry Boy. Number 11, the New York Giants. Yeah, Giants. Giants with the G, not Giants with the J. But I would like to see them get a quarterback. I don't know if Daniel Jones is the answer or not. But at the same time, probably keep up with an offensive line. I think that's what they're probably... No. I think it may have been defense. I think they have a bad pass rush. That's what it is. I don't remember about the Giants. Don't know why. Sorry, Giants fans. Not really. Don't care. Number 12, the Philadelphia Eagles. Existing. Honestly, existing. Picking somebody. I mean, they need a lot. They'll probably screw up the wide receiver because they've done that time and time again. They need a wide receiver. Getting a wide receiver at 12, they could probably get the Heisman Trophy winner at this point, and they would probably find a way to ruin him. 13, the Los Angeles Chargers. If they don't get some help for Justin Herbert, that's a crime. You know, like, sure, you can get a good pass rush, but I would at least get some sort of tackle, guard, center. I don't know. I haven't really kept up with the Chargers, but I don't think they've done much to their offensive line, and they desperately need to because Herbert was running for his life and looked damn impressive doing so. Number 14, the Minnesota Vikings. Oh. What went wrong with them last year? I don't know what went wrong with them to know what's going to fix them. Let's be honest. I had high expectations for the Vikings last year. I don't know what went wrong with them. I don't. Was it that they traded away Stephon Diggs? I don't think it would hurt them that bad. You know? I don't know how to fix that one. Number 15, the New England Patriots. It sounds like they're going to get Jimmy Garoppolo. So, getting another quarterback to fill in a room with Cam Newton, Jimmy Garoppolo, and a rookie quarterback, probably not going to look good. So, probably drafting a quarterback if you trade up and get a quarterback, probably not looking good if the trade rumors of getting Garoppolo back is true. 16, the Arizona Cardinals. Don't they need a defense? I think they need a defense. I think that's what their problem was. Yeah. They don't really have much of it. Well, they did get J.J. Watt, but he's going to be injured, so I'm not saying that he will. History says he'll be injured. History will definitely say that he's going to be injured, and he'll miss like 3 or 4 games this year, unfortunately. Las Vegas Raiders, if they don't pick a bust at wide receiver, then it's a bust, honestly. They do it every year. They make sure that they go out to get the fastest wide receiver available who cannot catch. And if they don't do that again this year, it'll be really disappointing. 18 back to Miami, odds are they'll probably trade it or just build up depth somewhere. Because overall, they're a pretty well-rounded team. I mean, maybe they use the sixth ever. I don't know why they would trade back up, honestly. Just add some depth. 19, the Washington football team. They need a quarterback. I mean, I love Tyler Heinicke, but he's not the answer. He's a meme. He is an absolute meme, but if he can ball out and everybody's sure that he can ball out, whatever. 20, Chicago, same thing. Andy Dalton, he's not the answer. He's a pocket passing quarterback without an offensive line. We just saw the Dallas Cowboys struggle with that. And he's not great from play action. And that's all it takes for Chicago to run an offense is hand the ball off and play action passes. So they got to get a quarterback. 21st, Indiana, or Indianapolis. Don't know why I wrote down Indiana. I feel like they need another wide receiver. I think that would be a team that could probably do another wide receiver. Maybe a... No, I think they're good at safety. I don't remember. But I would say they'd probably... If they get a quarterback. If they get a quarterback, that'd be very disappointing. Or a running back. They already have a really good running back. So, if they get a running back, that'd be disappointing. 22, Tennessee, if they get a running back. That would also be very disappointing. That's that's all I can say about Tennessee. New York Jets, once again, it's the Jets. The Pittsburgh Steelers, if we don't get a quarterback, I'm a Steelers fan. If we don't trade up, I'm going to be very disappointed or get an offensive line because we just got rid of all of our offensive linemen because retirement or free agency. Ben Roethlisberger is not going to stay healthy. And if he does, he's just going to fall off around Thanksgiving. They're talking like the Pittsburgh Steelers aren't going to trade up. And I would be very disappointed. If I had it my way, the first round we trade up to go get Trey Lance. And then we go get some offensive linemen. And then we wait until the wheels fall off of Ben Roethlisberger. And then bring in Trey Lance. But whatever, what do I know? Probably not a lot because podcast. 25, Jacksonville. They just need to get a player. Just go get a player. Just start from there. 26, the Browns. They need some defensive help, especially at that linebacker position. I think they need to go get Zaven Collins, honestly. 27, the Ravens. They seem to get a linebacker in the first round every year, except for the time that it was Lamar Jackson. If they don't get a linebacker there to continue the streak, then I will be very disappointed, even though I absolutely hate the Baltimore Ravens. Unless I were to do play-by-play or get paid by the Ravens to like them, then I would strongly consider going the other way. But until that is not the case, I will continue that stance. Let's see here. 28. Oh, the Saints. Yes. They're in cap hell. They just need to get a player. Throw them out there. See what happens. Honestly. I mean, yeah, they're in cap hell. I don't know where you start with the Saints, to be honest. Just go get somebody. I mean, it'd probably be disappointing if they went out and got a running back, you know. A lot of these can be solved with a running back. The Packers, they go defense. If the Packers go defense, Green Bay should riot. If they don't get help for Aaron Rodgers, they should riot. Absolutely. 100%. They've gone defense every year besides last year when they caught Jordan Love. And that was a stupid pick. They need to riot if they don't go offense. All right, 30 Buffalo Bills. You know, the Bills could probably do another wide receiver. They need a running back. If they don't go running back in the first round, it'd be pretty disappointing, or defense. If it's anything but running back or defense in the first round, I think that would be a call for disappointment as a Bills fan, which I am not. 31 back to the Ravens, same thing. Just go get a player. Just go get an actual wide receiver. Odds are they'll probably just go get another safety so they can have 7 lined up back there. Or like 20 linebackers or 57 defensive ends, you know. Which is probably what they'll do. Baltimore always goes for defense. And it's, well, actually they did get Hollywood Brown that one year, but they normally go after defense. And as a Pittsburgh fan, very frustrating because they've got a good defense. And 32, finally, Tampa Bay. What are you going to be disappointed about? That's all I got to say about that. But, yeah. 16 minutes of ranting. This is what I gave you. Probably not the best because it came at like 3:10 in the morning. So, I'm sorry about that. I really am. But, till next time, see ya.